Hey, when we left you last week, Mayor Daniel Mahoney had just announced that he is going to run again next year, next November. So have you pulled your forces together?
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jackson. Yeah, the forces have been pulled together.
You didn't get in trouble for making that announcement.
No. You know, my team, they know me. Okay. They're all really close to me.
Okay.
I did get a phone call right afterwards. Like, wait a minute, what did I miss? We had a plane. And I was like, you know what? I woke up this morning.
And I had an epiphany.
I did. I woke up and it was just, I really try to follow the guidance that I'm given by the Creator, man. And that was just one of the moments. I woke up that morning and I was like, I think I need to just do this today.
Well, I didn't see any yard signs out there or anything.
Not yet. I don't want to get in no trouble for putting no yard signs up yet.
Be careful.
But we got them. We got yard signs. We got them ready to go. I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited to, to me, this is elections are a check-in point with the boss being the public, the 30,000 people or whatever some of those people decide to go and vote to tell me whether, yes, continue the work that you're doing or no, we don't like the work that you're doing. It's an opportunity to check in and get a temperature check of how people feel about the work that you do. It's so quick, though. I mean, I cannot believe it's been the amount of days that it's been already since stepping into office. It seems like, it literally seems like it was just yesterday that I stopped in here for the first interview. And, I remember being so nervous and, not knowing what to expect and not knowing really what to expect from the role itself, which I walked in with no expectations right off the jump, just understanding that it was going to be a lot of work and that it has been. I was already used to not getting much sleep.
Learn a lot, though.
Man, a tremendous amount of stuff. A tremendous amount of stuff. Really, the biggest thing is understanding the different ways that the city of Jackson operates in comparison to the county of Jackson. A lot of the needs are the same. A lot of the things that need to be accomplished and things that people want to see work done are the same. The big difference, again, is like I get to be more intimately close with creating a solution for some of those problems, being on the city side. And at the time of being a commissioner, I was a commissioner who lives inside the city. So a lot of the problems that I had in a lot of cases, I would have to usher those problems across the street to the city. And now I get to help directly address those issues that our citizens have. So it's exciting for me.
Probably the most important relationship is you and the city manager.
Absolutely.
How is that relationship?
Jonathan and I have a great relationship. We really do. I trust his leadership. I would hope that he trusts mine. I've never asked him before, but I think that just in the way he responds to when I have an idea or he has an idea, we can talk it through. We've met almost every Friday over the last year, almost. I mean, there's been some Fridays where he's had an obligation or I've had an obligation and, we've missed each other, but we usually stay in contact throughout the week as well. He's very respondent to if we have an issue, in the community that needs to be addressed. I think we have a great relationship. It's definitely the most important relationship, out of all. I mean, of course, you have to have a good relationship with the rest of council as well.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's, I'm still only one vote out of the seven on the full scope, between the city council and myself. So you have to have that relationship with them as well. But I believe it takes you to be able to work collectively with all of those individuals, and kind of be a medium between all of the different ideas that come about and different people who call in who want to do investments and do developments and do different things around the community or bring events or have a tree that fell in their yard or whatever the issue might be. Or I got a pothole that I need to have taken care of, and, you know, those types of issues when people call in, being able to direct them to the correct place. And that part of that relationship is trusting that when you report that, that it's going to be taken care of. And I think Jonathan has done a phenomenal job. I know he has a heart for the city, which is super important, and a heart for the work that he's doing, and is diligent about it. He's serious about it, and, you know, able to recognize where in the past some things may have been a certain way, but he's not stuck on, well, that's the way we always have done it. He's always willing to look at a different way of doing things, which I really appreciate.
Last time we did not talk about councils getting a raise. That must have just slipped your mind.
You know what?
Did you forget to tell me that?
I mean, it's kind of hard to forget that you get an extra $5. I'll be honest.
$5?
That's about what it equates to for the mayor, at least. Council, you know, this is a job that it's so funny how many people assume how much the mayor of the city of Jackson is compensated.
Yeah, it's just token.
It really is. I mean, it's like, thanks for showing up, pay. So you definitely don't do this work for the money.
No.
But yeah, the local LOCC is the name of the committee that decides.
Yeah. Compensation.
What the compensation is. It's the local official compensation committee, and, you know, I think they voted for a $250 raise for the mayor, and that's $250 per term, not per year. It might be per year, but definitely not per month or anything like okay. that. It equates to $250 extra dollars. It's about $20 extra per month, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is fine for me. I don't really care. I honestly came in that day expecting to vote no, and you know, Dan Greer, shout out to Dan Greer, who came in and gave some words during public comment and really just said, you know, this isn't like, you already don't get paid enough. Please don't vote no on this. Like, it's like a slap in the face to the work that the LOCC does. And that kind of changed my mind on how I decided to vote on that particular issue. Because it, you know, for myself, I've always been a person to be in favor of when a person shows up and they do their job and they perform the duties and that they're supposed to. When that year rolls around, they should get a raise. You know, they should get a raise,
yeah.
Especially in the nature of the work that we do. A lot of people, the mayor is the first stop when there's an issue, even if it's 10 or 12 other people.
It was a unanimous vote, though, wasn't it?
I believe we had one no vote on the raise for council. I think we had one no vote.
Okay.
I think we did. I wasn't shocked, because it's always awkward to vote on your own raise, right? It's always awkward. So I never, you know, and that's one thing I'm never judgmental about is how somebody decides to vote, especially in an election year. You know, that can go one way or another, and it don't matter if it's a penny more or $10,000 more. You know, there's always, you're always subject to be scrutinized by the public if you decide to vote that you think the position deserves a raise.
Just to clean up last time, can you explain, because we've had several people call in about the $25,000 in equity if you purchase one of
yes.
these houses? How do you get 25? How are you 25,000 ahead when you make the purchase?
So here's the thing. I'm not going to get too far ahead, because we have a lot of moving pieces to put this thing together. The build is going to cost us $175,000. Right. Well, not cost us, the cost of buyer, the cost of the build itself is $175,000. The assessed value will be around $150,000.
OK.
So that's 25 to the good right there. It cost $175,000 to build. Assessed value will be around $150,000. Down payment assistance that the city will help provide will be around $25,000. We've been in some conversations with MSHTA. MSHTA has a down payment assistance program that'll provide around $12,000. So that's $37,000. That's about the full down payment that a individual would have to make to purchase that house. Mm-hmm. And then boom, there you go. I mean, and I think that, you
that
know,
explains
with the,
it better.
With the math on that, that you should be a little less or around $1,000 in a mortgage for a brand new house. I mean, I think that's such a phenomenal opportunity for individuals. And our target market is individuals who are between 60% and 80% average median income. I think that's a great opportunity.
Okay.
For families to be able to own a home in the city of Jackson.
Okay, talk about this committee that's going to evaluate the non-elected officials.
So we've been having a lot of conversations, and I had a conversation with the city manager after talking with some other communities. I think that you have to have a way to gauge how you're doing. Like I just said about elections, to me, that's kind of like my performance evaluation with the people who are my boss, all 30,000 of them. And I think that our city's appointed officials, being the city manager, the city attorney, the clerk, and the assessor, should all have the same opportunity to be evaluated on their jobs also. It gives them an idea of whether they're doing good or bad. This committee is not who will do the evaluation. The committee will provide the method in which they will be evaluated. They'll make that recommendation to council, and council will vote, yep, we like this. Hopefully we can adopt this to be what we will use yearly moving forward. And then every year at a certain time of year, all four will be evaluated.
By council.
By the full council. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible. I think in the future, I would like to see us work on like some key performance indicators that will go along with that. Some certain buckets that we have created, that will be like a yearly, way to keep track of, like, are we on track as far as like the individuals themselves? Are we on track for having a good evaluation? Because I also don't think that it's fair to wait an entire year to tell somebody they're doing a phenomenal job or they're doing a crappy job. I think that there should be some key things that they should be measurable items that they can look at and say, okay, I know I've accomplished this goal. I know I'm working towards this. I'm about 75% on this issue. I know I'm doing great in this area. I should have a good review and have a good idea coming in. And then maybe just some guiding things to say, oh, well, you know, I wish you'd call me back a little bit sooner than you call me back every now and then, or whatever it might be that people find, that council finds, as opportunities that our appointed officials can work on. So I just think it's a good thing. Council agreed that we also need a method to evaluate and something that we can adopt and, you know, figure out the way to put it in place long term. So that way it's not even a question anymore. Mm-hmm. It just happens on an annual basis. Me and the city manager, when we talked about it, I wanted to make sure I talked to him first so that it's not a surprise or that he doesn't feel like it's being sprung on him without any previous conversation. And he was like, you know what? I would appreciate that. Like, I would like to be able to know that I'm doing a good job. If I'm doing a good job and if I need to work on things, I would like to know that as well. So I think that's something that we all look forward to making happen.
State of the City
tonight, 6:00 at the King Center. Got some exciting stuff to talk about. Things that we worked on over the last year, things that we plan to work on into this year, and some things that the city should expect to see us work on into the future. So I'm really, really excited about tonight.
What do you think the state of the city is right now? How would you describe it?
That's going to take away my thunder for tonight. I got to
just give it a letter grade.
A letter grade?
A to F.
A letter grade?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough without explanation. I would give us a solid B plus.
Oh wow, that's a good grade.
I would give us a solid B plus. I mean, I think, you know, a B plus says we are putting in all the right efforts, but we still have work left to do. We are putting all the right efforts in, but we definitely still have work left to do. We're not perfect. We have a lot of things that we still need to fix. I think we still need to build bridges into the community to increase the amount of trust that people have in the guidance and leadership that we have in the city. I think that there's some areas that we still need to work on. So I would give us a solid B plus because we've been doing great work.
You can find out more tonight, 6 o'clock, MLK Center. Public invited.
Everybody's invited.
Absolutely.
And then if you can't make it, it'll be it'll be streamed on the Facebook
page.
Yep.
And it will be up on the city's website as well. Daniel, yes, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackson. Good morning. Have a good day. I look forward to seeing y'all tonight.
Good luck
at the State of the City. Thank you.